Hints on Preservation by Paul Schlatauer. Many of us who own old family documents and mementos that we want to pass along to future generations probably don't realize the importance of proper care and storage. Following is some information that can help you prolong the life of your irreplaceable family treasures. Papers. Most paper from the 19th and 20th centuries contains assets that cause deterioration, so you will want to slow down the process by storing your paper documents in buffered folders, that is, folders with neutral acidity. Such paper should be advertised as acid-free and lignin-free. Ordinary manila folders are acidic, and envelopes can cause damage to documents as they are removed and replaced. Folding causes tears at the fold line, so be sure to unfold the documents before placing them in the enclosures. Because staples and paper clips rust, it's best to remove them unless the paper is so brittle that doing so may irreparably damage it. Never use a staple remover, which will tear the paper. Instead, use a pair of tweezers or a thin knife to bend up the edges, after which you can gently pry the staple out. For paper clips, slide a stiff piece of plastic under each side of the clip and then gently slide the clip off the plastic. Photographs. If you want to preserve color photographs, have a photographer make black and white prints as backups. Color film and slides have a shorter lifespan than black and white. Transferring photos to video is not a guarantee of longevity because videos deteriorate over time. Individual photographs and postcards should be kept in protective sleeves made of chemically inert plastics such as polyester, known by brand names such as Melinex 516 or Mylar D, polyethylene, or polypropylene. Don't use vinyl or PVC, which can cause chemical reactions. These sleeves, which come in many sizes, will provide support, allow handling without smudging, and protect emulsions that can often flake and peel with the passage of time. Then store the photos flat and upright, not on top of each other, in buffered or metal boxes, no rubber bands or paper clips. If you want to store photos in an album, make sure the pages are made of the same inert plastics or buffered paper. Never glue the photos onto the pages. Instead, use mounting corners available from photography and archival suppliers. Make sure to record information, date, place, people, events, on the back of each photograph or else future generations will have no way of knowing what they are looking at. Press lightly when writing and use archival quality markers, pens, or pencils. Newspapers. Newspaper articles, obituaries, and marriage and birth announcements are among the most common documents that families want to preserve. Unfortunately, newsprint is very acidic and quickly turns so brittle that eventually it grumbles at the slightest touch. The best solution is to photocopy it onto buffered paper that is both acid and lignin-free. The copies will last far longer than the originals. Printing out a legible image on buffered paper from a scanner or digital camera is another option. When choosing paper, beware of the word archival. Many manufacturers use the term to describe paper that in fact doesn't meet accepted preservation standards. It's best to purchase photocopying paper from archival suppliers. If the article is already too fragile for photocopying, carefully place it in a sleeve like those described above for photographs. Never fold a long or a wide newspaper article before storing it. Once it becomes brittle, it will simply fall apart at the fold. Since most newspapers print articles in columns, it should be possible for you to carefully cut the article into several pieces, provided it is printed on only one side of the page, and then lay the columns next to one another in a sleeve or use more than one sleeve. If the newsprint is so brittle that even the act of putting it into a sleeve might grumble it, your best bet is to keep it flat in a buffered folder. If a folder is to contain multiple pages, place a sheet of buffered paper between each page to prevent acid migration. Books should be shelved upright and supported by bookends if necessary. Very large volumes should be stored flat. Make sure the shelves are deep enough to prevent the ends of the books from hanging over the edge. Don't pack books so tightly on a shelf that you have to tug one to get it out, and never pull on the top of the spine, which will eventually tear. Pushing the books on either side will help remove the book in the middle. For old books such as family Bibles, it might be best to use archival quality enclosures such as face boxes or clamshell boxes, which will protect the books from light and dust. Different sizes of pamphlet enclosures are available to house smaller printed items such as programs, menus, and brochures. Don't lay an open book face down, and don't press down the book's pages to ease a stiff binding. You might break the paper and/or the spine. Most people keep books on wooden shelves, but in fact wood is unkind to books. Like cardboard and certain plastics and metals, wood emits acids and chemicals, a process known as off-gassing, that react with paper and cause deterioration. Archival bookshelves are made of steel with baked enamel finish, but few of us are going to go out and purchase these for our homes. For one thing, they're ugly. So if you are storing your family Bible on your grandfather's handmade oak shelves, use a buffered book enclosure to protect it from the effects of the wood. Textiles don't store articles of clothing by hanging them up. Over time, gravity will pull on the seams and separate them, especially if the garment is heavy, such as a satin wedding gown. Instead, folded, buffered tissue paper can be used to minimize creases, and store it in an archival quality box. If you must use a box made of chemically active materials such as wood or plastic, line the interior with a protective barrier such as heavy-duty aluminum foil. Don't use plastic bags or tightly sealed containers to store textiles, as these can generate high humidity that will result in mildew. Clean the fabric by vacuuming. If the article is large or sturdy, you can vacuum with an up and down motion through a sheet of flexible plastic screening. Lift, don't drag, the nozzle. For more fragile items, gently dust with a soft brush directly into the nozzle of the vacuum. Storage attics and basements are often used for storage, but these places are usually not the best homes for old artifacts. Books, photographs, and papers need to live in environments with moderate and stable temperatures and relative humidity. Extreme heat and temperature fluctuations can make paper brittle, the fibers weaken as they constantly expand and contract, while high humidity causes mold and mildew. Keep books and papers away from direct sunlight or bright artificial light to prevent fading and damage from ultraviolet radiation. Valuables should not be stored near potential sources of water damage, such as basement floors that may flood, water pipes, and washing machines, and heat damage, such as radiators, fireplaces, and appliances that produce heat. Dehumidifiers and fans that circulate clean air can help if you must use your attic or basement. Dirt and dust are no friends of longevity, so good housekeeping is a must. Suppliers following is a partial list of reputable firms used by archives and other professional institutions for storage and preservation materials. They all have websites where you can shop online, but most will send paper catalogs upon request. Their merchandise isn't cheap, but the disadvantage of spending a few extra dollars will be far outweighed by the knowledge that you are helping to preserve your family's mementos and treasures and making it possible for your descendants to enjoy and take pride in them. Archival Methods, 235 Middle Road, Henrietta, New York, 14467, 866, 877, 7050. Gaylard Brothers, Box 4901, Syracuse, New York, 13221, 4901, 800, 438, 6160. Hollinger Corporation, P.O. Box 8360, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22404, 800, 634, 0491. Light Impressions, P.O. Box 787, Brea, California, 92822, 0787, 800, 828, 6216. Metal Edge, Inc., 6340 Bondini Avenue, Commerce, California, 90040, 800, 862, 2228. University Products, P.O. Box 101517, Main Street, Holyoke, Massachusetts, 01841, 800, 336-1912. The author, Paul Schlotthauer, has been an archivist and librarian at the New Public Library for the Performing Arts, Teachers College at Columbia University, and the Queensborough Public Library. He is currently the archivist of Pratt Institute and lives in New York City. He will also be providing two short articles for the March issue of the newsletter, How to Relax Paper, So That It Can Be Unfolded, and how to remove the musty smell from old books easily and safely.